Hey guys, what I want to talk about in this episode is a hot lead hack that everybody can use but no one is utilizing right now and could generate you high quality listing leads or buyer leads instantly. So here's the big mystery. How do frustrated real estate agents like us, who are sick and tired of cold calling, door knocking, and trying to get Facebook ads to work, who want to grow $1 million business, how do we generate high quality real estate leads that actually convert into commission, yet still have plenty of time for our family, friends, and the rest of our lives? That's the blaring question, and this podcast will give you the answer. Join me and follow along as I learn, apply, and share my journey to seven figures and beyond. My name is Connor Clark, and welcome to Real Estate Agent Radio. Hey guys, so something interesting just happened to me. For the last couple of years now, I have been I've been searching on Facebook Marketplace, on the local area that I live right now has a thing called Virage Sale, on Craigslist, on used, all of these local selling sites. I've been searching through those through the free section. So if you're not aware, people often are looking to get rid of their stuff. They have couches, they have all sorts of things, vacuums, things that they've just got lying around the house that they have no use for anymore, and they're not aware that they most likely could sell those on money on certain platforms. So because the convenience of just getting rid of them fast, they often just list them up there for free. So something that I do and I really enjoy, don't do it for any sort of need, I just do it purely because I get a good laugh out of it and I really enjoy it, is I go and pick up these things for free and then I cross-list them on platforms like Facebook Marketplace where there's a lot more demand for items. So I'll go and pick them up off Craigslist where people have listed them for free, and then I'll literally pick them up, take a photo of them, put them on Facebook Marketplace and sell them for money really quickly. Now I get a chuckle out of this purely because I love turning other people's trash into money and making profit. I also love it because I get 100% profit because I'm picking it up literally for nothing. There's no cost involved in collecting it. So I love the fact that the profit margins are 100%. That also gives me a bit of a laugh. So I've been doing this for a number of years, and it started back when I was back where I grew up. In fact, we used to have these things called council chuckouts. So every week, certain streets would be able to throw all of their rubbish onto their front garden, and then the council would literally come and pick it up for them. Now, this was a treasure trove because people would get rid of all sorts of things, and I would make sure I went to the most affluent neighborhoods that I could possibly find. And some of the things that they threw out were ridiculous. I once found a rug that I sold for over $200. I found one of those Dyson cooling fans, again, that I sold for $250, and it worked perfectly well. I found a couple of Roombas, which are those robot vacuum cleaners, and sold them for over $200. And I would often just find the most interesting things that I would just flip and sell on Facebook Marketplace. Made quite a bit of money quite in a very short period of time by just doing that for a couple of hours every single week, which was fantastic. And again, if you are a real estate agent, if you are brand new, this is a fantastic way for you to fund your business in the early stages. You should never have to spend money on getting your business out there. If you need to buy marketing materials or buy any of the things that you need to start your business, a great way just to fund that really quickly instead of getting a loan is just to focus on finding things for free. Picking up things for free, if you've got time as a real estate agent, you're always out and about in the community, you could go and pick up things literally for free on Craigslist or Facebook Marketplace right now and then sell them again on Facebook Marketplace because there is a demand for them right now. So something interesting actually happened though. You're probably wondering, what does this little strategy and side hustle that I have to do with generating real estate leads? Well, I literally, I'm on the way to the physio right now because I've got a terrible problem with my neck, which I'm trying to solve. And I figured right before I left home last night, I was literally, I pulled up Craigslist like I often do and I searched the free section, and there happened to be this drum set that someone was giving away for free, and it was on the way to my physio. So I figured if I could organize to go pick it up on the way, why not? So literally just then I organized with this person. I came and picked up the drum set. It was on my way, so I didn't have to make a special trip to go get it or anything. And while I was there, something really interesting happened, because I talked to this, obviously I messaged this person I organized to go meet up, I had their address, I had a phone number for them because I was texting them, but then something actually really interesting happened, because when I got there, one of the questions that I asked was, well, why are you giving away this drum set? They seemed to have a whole number of things that they were giving away for free. And they actually mentioned that they were looking to move right now. They were looking to buy a home, so they were just clearing up their property because they were looking to sell that one and then go and buy another home. Light bulb moment, right? I hope you've just realized the power of what I'm just telling you, because right there, right then, is a hot lead. Someone who is literally taking action to clear their house because they want to sell it in the very near future. They also want to buy. Now, if I was a licensed real estate agent where I'm currently living, well, there's a listing, there's an incredibly hot lead and a potential listing for my business right there. See, that person was looking to sell their home. And better than that, they're also looking to buy one as well. So I could have potentially just picked myself up a buyer and seller lead. Now, you might be thinking that was a fluke, but now that the more that I think about it, this has happened a few times. Now, not every single time do I have a conversation with people, but sometimes I just pick it up from the front door, so I don't actually know their situation. But the people that I have spoken to, I've realized that this has happened quite a few times. In fact, a month ago, I actually picked up a couple of chairs from a lady who was in an apartment. And while I was going up to the apartment to pick up the chairs, this was before COVID, so you were actually able to go into people's houses. But while I was going up to her house, I mean, there was like a minute period while we were in the lift together and started chatting. And one of the things that I asked is what they were doing. Why were they getting rid of the chairs? It's a pretty common question to ask someone when you're going to go pick it up for free. Like, why are you giving this away for free? And her answer was that they were just cleaning up to list their apartment because her mother was elderly and moving to a nursing home, so they were looking to sell. And there's another lead. And the more that I think about it, this has actually happened a fair few times in the couple of years that I've been doing this. And by no means in any stretch of the imagination have I been trying actively to find sellers this way. But when I think about it, this is a very relevant strategy to finding buyers and sellers. Think about it. When someone is looking to sell their home or looking to buy their home, there is a very good chance that they're going to need to clean up their property and get rid of a whole bunch of things. They're going to need to declutter. When we get a house, all of a sudden we fill that house with stuff. And when we look to sell that home, we have to get rid of that stuff. That stuff has to go somewhere. And the way that people are selling it these days is they are selling it on local selling platforms like Craigslist, like Facebook Marketplace. So if you can go through Facebook Marketplace and identify people who are a good chance of being potential people who are looking to downsize, well, there you have, that is an untapped lead source that no one is currently using. Yes, people are using Facebook Marketplace to list properties and find leads that way, but no one is actually actively going in and searching for the people who could potentially be listings. So if I was a real estate agent right now, what would I do? Well, I would go on, I would subscribe, make a profile on all the local selling platforms. Now, I don't know where you're from, so I can't tell you what there is. I know in Australia, for example, there's an app called Gumtree, which is a very good one. There's obviously Facebook Marketplace, which is worldwide. There's Craigslist, which is all over the place. But you're going to have a number of them, because I know in my where I'm living right now, on Vancouver Island, there is a number of local selling apps that everybody uses. They're very local to this particular area. So find the ones that are good for your area. Then what I would do is I would go in and I would look, I would just search basically just new and see what people are selling. I would look, I'd probably target household items. You're able to go through and actually filter what you're looking for and what you're looking to buy on those particular networks. So I would look for household, because someone who's looking to get rid of their or to sell their home is likely going to be decluttering and getting rid of a whole bunch of household items. So I would filter it for household items, and then I would look for people on there who are selling a whole number of things. And they don't necessarily have to be giving it away for free. But if I didn't have any money, what I would do is I would search the free section and I would look for people who were getting rid of a whole bunch of things. Now, this happens all the time. There's heaps of people all the time just looking to get rid of things on there. Then what I would do is I would message every single person that was getting rid of anything for free, and I would ask them if it was available and what the reason for selling is. Now, often when you ask what the reason for selling is, people will respond and tell you that they are looking to actually sell their home, they're looking to declutter. Instantly, you know that person is a hot lead. And I would organize to go, then what I would do is I would organize to actually go and pick that thing up for free. Now, I don't necessarily want it. I have no need for it. Whatever. It doesn't matter. That's a face-to-face appointment. You are going there in person and you can have a conversation. Then I would organize to go meet up with them when they are available, and I would just go, I would casually go pick up the free thing and then again ask them why they're looking to sell and point out the fact that I'm actually a real estate agent and ask them if they have any need of my services. There's a face-to-face appointment with someone who is looking to sell, and even if they say no at the point of time, well, guess what? You know the address because you've gone and picked it up from their house. You likely have a phone number because you've been communicating with them via text message, which is what Craigslist basically is. It gives you a phone number. Therefore, you can follow up with this person over and over and over again. You can market to them specifically because you know they are a listing that is coming to the market at some point. Now, if they're a buyer, and often people are looking to declutter because they're looking to move and buy a property, again, you can help them in the exact same way. But what I would do is I would make sure that I filter out the people who are just looking to sell one-off things and the people that are actually looking to move by asking that very important question: what is the reason for selling? From that one question, you'll be able to identify the people that are a waste of time and who probably aren't selling their home to the people who are actually selling, looking to declutter and sell their property. That's why they're putting all the things on these selling apps. From there, I would book the appointment. It's not really an appointment. It's a pretty casual appointment. They don't even know it's a listing. They don't know it's an appointment. But while I was there, I would offer my services as a real estate agent. When I went to pick up that chair recently in that apartment, if I was a real estate agent, I would have just casually pointed out and said, "Oh, I'm actually a real estate agent. Is there any way that I can help you?" They were literally painting the house as I was there to fix it up to sell. I would have just offered my services and said, "Look, I'm actually a real estate agent. I sell a lot of properties around this area. I sell a lot of apartments in this area. I know exactly what buyers are looking for. Is there any way, anything that I can do to help you right now to make sure that you're maximizing the price of your property?" I mean, what person who has literally got an agent in their house right then picking up a free chair would say no to that? Of course they'd say yes. And because you're giving more value, there's a much more chance that they'll bring you back in. And then after that, you can just build the relationship with them to the point where you can eventually list their property. Now, I hope you're realizing what this tactic is and what this hack is, and how you can utilize it in your business, because right now this is an untapped market. Yes, there are people who are using Craigslist and they're putting ads for properties to try and get leads that way, but there's no one actively looking for sellers, and this is an untapped gold mine. Now, I know when I was in real estate, I used local selling platforms like this to build my database, because there were a whole heap of people out there who were listing things for free, and what I did was I would often go pick these things up for free and then add that person to my database because I had an address for them. I had a phone number for them. So that was someone that I could get in contact with through calling, and because I'd met with them, they knew who I was. And I would introduce myself as a real estate agent in the area. But I wasn't actively searching. At that time, I just really enjoyed the thrill of picking things up for free and selling them. And stupidly, what I didn't realize was that probably a lot of the people that I was meeting with and picking things up for free were most likely actually becoming listings. In fact, it was actually kind of uncanny because I was adding these people to my database all the time, and because at the time I was doing a lot of cold calling, what I found after a couple of months of adding people this way to my database and growing it that way was that I would go and meet these people and I would schedule a call to call them in a couple of months, and the number of times I went to call people after this has happened, this is only just occurring to me now, the number of times that I would schedule a call to call these people and then find out that they were actually on the market or they had just sold was uncanny. It happened all the time. Happened at least a couple of times a month where people that I have picked things up for free on local selling platforms had actually listed their property with another agent, only because I had no idea that that was what was going on. Guys, that's the takeaway from this episode. That's the hack that you can use to find hot leads right now. Go onto your local selling platforms. Find people who are selling a lot of things or giving a lot of things away for free. Even if they're selling them, find the cheapest thing you possibly can and organize to go pick up that thing. Or even smarter, or if someone is selling a whole bunch of things, whole bunch of household things, they're selling a couch, they're selling a TV, they're selling their outdoor furniture, you know that something is going on there in terms of property, because people don't get rid of their TV, their couch, their outdoor furniture just for no reason. They're either doing a massive renovation on their property and upsizing everything, or they're looking to sell, they're looking to do something in property. Even if that was the case, I would organize to go and inspect some of the things. You don't necessarily mean you have to go buy it, but when you're there looking at the things, have a conversation with them why they're selling everything, or even ask them why they're selling everything, and then boom, you've got yourself a listing, a high quality listing that has come into the market very, very soon. Guys, I hope you've enjoyed that listing hack, and I hope you go and utilize it to actually, you know, build a pipeline of people that are coming to the market. What I would do is I would go crazy on things like Facebook Marketplace, Craigslist. Doesn't mean you have to buy anything. I would just find the people that are selling, who have listed a whole bunch of household items, and I would try and find out what is going on there if they are a lead. Guys, it's an untapped lead source that no one is using in this way. I've never heard of anyone using it this way. I've never seen anyone using it in this way. And if I do say so myself, it is literally genius, because you are finding people that are doing something in property right now. And if you can get in there, get a face-to-face appointment, you can literally just offer value and become the listing agent, or become the make them into a client. Guys, I hope you enjoyed that listing, that hot lead hack, and I'll speak to you very, very soon. All right, bye. All right, here's the deal. If you're using a traditional business card right now, then I'm sorry to tell you that it's completely boring. Real estate is the relationship business, and genuine relationships all start with a great first impression. Your business card is that first impression. So do you want your business card to be boring? Or do you want to knock the socks off every new person you meet so you can actually be memorable and have people want to do business with you? If so, just go to leadsthatlist.com/businesscardbot to get your pre-built business card bot template now. The business card bot will allow you to make the ultimate first impression every time, and also never runs out. That means you'll never have to pay to get business cards reprinted ever again. Go to leadsthatlist.com/businesscardbot to get your pre-built business card bot template now.